All right, hello everyone, and welcome to our world session for June 1st. Happy June, everyone. Okay, so we've got a few focuses. Knee pain, trapezius pain, digestive issues, forgiveness, alignment, and communication. Oh, I like that one. Let's start with alignment. I really feel like the midline would really help with everything else going on, especially, you know, how the shoulders sit, how the hips sit, and the knees, and then all of the ligaments and tendons. So that just kind of gets everybody in there. And, you know, I feel like there's a lot of contraction going on. Today was kind of just felt like tons of, like everything's trying to contract. So we want to look at alignment, but also in relationship to space, right? So how do we sit within the space we live in? How do we sit within the space of our community? How do we sit within the space of our city? How we sit in the space of our state or province? And then extend that out to the entire country you live in, and then go through all of the countries, the continents, and then seeing the planet and how that sits in space. So just feeling, you might even feel that already releasing some of the tension. I'm all of a sudden getting some strange arm pain here. So I think that what we'll do is look at the lungs having more space to contract and expand. It needs space to do that. So we need the diaphragm moving. We need the abdomen moving. And that'll also deal with digestion. It'll deal with the gut brain, but also the brain in the head, right? And there's so much, like all of a sudden I just get this real pressure on the head. One of the sessions I did today is coming up, which is that we tend to spend a lot of time believing that our knowledge is very important, that what we know is really important. And usually all of that agglomeration of knowledge is usually intricately related to fear. So we start to look at that knowledge and our fear almost tries to take over and tell us which piece of knowledge is more important. But usually we're battling between the two. So we're trying to figure out what's more important. Now, if you feel that, as I'm saying it, as nausea, the gut brain gets very unhappy with that because the gut brain's got to make our decisions. So the gut brain goes, what are you doing? I make the decision. It doesn't matter what you think or what your thoughts are, what the brain is doing. We're not supposed to be involved with the brain. I make the decisions. Whew. So I was very strong the way I said that. And I can feel the midline. So someone brought up alignment, and that is just like so in tune with what I'm feeling, that we can have sort of the pranic tube, and then we've also got the Shishumna line. That all needs to be, you know, down the center despite our distortions. We have lots of distortions in the body. That's fine. It may or may not be fine, but we'll allow the distortions to almost like a hanger, hang the body off that midline. So I'm going to do some shaking of my arms and just feel the whole body kind of shaking or wiggling. So it's like getting comfortable, you know, when you got something hanging and then you shake it on the hanger so it sits properly, a dress or something, and you shake it a bit. That's the kind of thing. It's just getting that fascia and the muscular system to kind of loosen up. And then when you stop, just notice how you're hanging off the midline. How are you hanging off the midline? Just notice it. And then notice your breath. Notice if the diaphragm has any contraction in it. And what we're going to do is run CDRE programs into those contractures. So you allow your brain to send those programs out, and the gut brain will decide exactly where it needs to go. Okay, got a good breath there. And I'm feeling, you know, spinal distortions. So this is disc, hydration of disc, the movement of the ligaments along the spinous processes, and just linking up the entire spine right down to the coccyx. Coccyx needs to sit sort of in a curve. Then you've got your CV1, the acupuncture point that's right in the middle of the perineum, and we want that to get, and then just kind of think of your sits bones. So all of a sudden, as I'm tuning into my sits bones, I feel like one is up and the other one's down. So that, and it feels really distorted, like my right one is way up and my left one's way down. So I'm just trying to get that movement and flexibility so it constantly moves. So you might feel something going on in the perineum. You could feel it in the genitals. And just breathe into that perineum. And it might even expand into your pelvic floor and just allow that basin, that beautiful, beautiful pelvic basin, right? That gorgeous, gorgeous, you got ilium bones, pelvic bones, and they're gorgeous and they have lots of connections, right? The pelvis is where we connect to the legs, where we connect to direction in life, where we're walking, how our feet are landing on the planet. And you could just keep in mind, we're looking at planet Earth in space, and then how we are just this tiny, think of yourself from an aerial view, you're just a tiny little dot in all of this space, and yet we feel really contracted. You know, I don't know what the stats are today, but it wasn't long ago that you could fit every single human on the planet on Vancouver Island, if they're all standing up. So that's not a very big space. Every single human can stand, I think it's on a square foot. Many years ago, it was Prince Edward Island. So it's fascinating how we could all just stand side by side on an island. Amazing, right? Amazing. So here we are spread out all over this massive planet, and we don't even have space in our bodies. So just, I don't know if you can do this, but I'm imagining all of my fascicles in every single muscle. So a fascicle is a muscle cell, and it's surrounded by fascia, and just feeling it almost absorbing space, taking in space, communing with all of the space that is in us and around us. And when you go into the body, so looking at the planet Earth and coming down to yourself, and you go in the body, when we go down to the subatomic level, we become vibration. So there's tons of space in us and outside of us. There's so much space. And yet, what are all the beliefs that we don't have that space? We can contract from our neighbors. We contract because we watch television and the government talks and there's a contraction. There's a new law, a new statement, and we get contracted. Whatever it is, if it's our partner, feel that diaphragm. So I'm going to go back to the neck, right? That head that has all these beliefs in it and all the things we have to do in a day. I have to do this. I have to do that. Nya, nya, nya. That nagging mind. It nags us all day long. It didn't clean that up properly. Blah, blah, blah. So it can be, now I just got a pain in my neck, just even listening to that voice. So we want to look at that voice and say, thank you, but I am in my center. I don't need to communicate with you because you're just going to keep talking and you're going to talk about all this stuff, but it has nothing to do with me. So one of my favorite things to do is, and I know it might sound simplistic, but you see media, any type of media, it's always coming up now for us, whether it's on the phone, on our computers, there's media coming in at us. And so suddenly your eye catches something and you don't like it and you contract. What I do is I open up my shades and I look outside and none of that is affecting my world. None of it. People are walking. People are enjoying life. None of it is affecting my world. And my whole body relaxes. And I think maybe why that's coming up is because, you know, we've spent a lot of time inside, right? We've been isolated. We haven't been talking to people. We haven't been, well, could be very triggered by other people or just enjoying someone else, And we spend a lot of time with this, you know, very censored, controlled atmosphere. If we read anything online, I certainly avoid reading anything, but sometimes there's a flash off your on the screen and you can't avoid it, like on the phone, and all of a sudden you get a contraction. So it's your choice. Do I look at the contraction or do I look out my window? Do I look at a tree? Do I look at a plant? I see what's really going on. Sometimes it's hard to see what's really going on because we're looking through that filter. We're looking through the eyes of something that is not real. No wonder they say this is all an illusion because nobody sees the same thing. Nobody. Just talking about that just causes so much diaphragmatic contraction. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, in the neck. So let's go into space and just look at nature. If you can close your eyes, I should have kept my screen unblurred for the people that are on here. I'm going to take it off. I've got some flowers in the background. If you feel like focusing on those flowers. And as you focus on whatever plant or nature or an animal, just feel your diaphragm expanding. Just really bringing in all that blood, all that beautiful blood, that beautiful, clean, oxygenated blood. Opening up that diaphragm, bringing space. So I just saw that if we can't communicate with ourselves, we're never going to communicate with anyone. If we're just in the mind, we are not communicating. So through this whole session so far, I've been feeling the heart, like more strongly than I've ever felt the heart. So our heart can expand. What its job is to harmonize. So let's get head and pelvis connected to the heart. So we have harmonization. For those of you who know chakras, third eye chakra to second chakra and then into the heart. Insight. And then just an awareness of who am I without any definition, and then harmonized into the heart. Now I feel the traps and the rhomboids, that's between the shoulder blade, around between about T2 and T6. All along there, that feels like it's elongating. It's getting a lot of space and it's supporting all of this midline for alignment. So gratitude to you, the person who brought up alignment. That is just so beautiful. And I feel that hanger happening again, that the spine can open up and then we just hang off that hanger. The head just holds in space. Yeah, I'm just thinking how good this feels that the spine actually likes space. It likes space between the molecules, like the water molecules and the easy water molecules. And it likes space between every water molecule. It likes space in the disc. It likes space between the vertebrae. It's a little harder, I think, in the neck for some of us to really open up. Now, that could be because we're on the phones a lot. We're looking down. So I'm just going to pull up. And if you want to do it, just hold the, kind of using your fingers like a hook, hold the base of the occipital ridge and just pull up and just feel it coming off that atlas. We don't want it stuck under there. And we don't want all of that occipital ridge tight. So we're going to run a nice circulation. I'm massaging it and getting that blood. Oh, man, it loves blood. So diaphragm and occipital ridge are just soaking up the blood, soaking up the nutrients, opening up space for hydration, detoxifying through the lymphatic system. Gorgeous, gorgeous. You can really feel that, you know, the trapezius are almost contracted between these two spots, the occipital ridge and the diaphragm. So those two opening up, creating space, allow the traps to work less. Right? They work so much. It's amazing how the body supports us and then it goes, ouch, support me now. I'm in the second chakra again. And this is going to be feminine. This is the uterus. And what's coming up is just all of the uterine problems for even young women, for very young women. And just how all the communication between the hormones and, you know, the ovaries and letting the egg go and all of the consciousness, it's almost like what's going on that our natural capacity to menstruate for 28 days and to have an egg drop. Oh my goodness, it's almost like everything's so convoluted. So those of you who have a uterus, we're going to detoxify the uterus. I'm going to just let it all drain out. So if you have a very toxic uterus, you may have discharge. Am I allowed to say all of this on public forums? Okay. And the muscular system of the uterus, we're going to work with too. So everything surrounding it, its capacity to stand. For those who have inverted uteruses or, you know, uteruses that have fallen, C-sections. Oh, wow, I just said C-section. That's really strong. And it's causing a headache right now. Oof. C-section to headache. Okay, that's a new link to me. And it's actually, the C-section is in the front, but it's actually going up the interruption of the nerves to the area of the C-section and interrupting the spine and causing huge headache. My goodness. I don't get headaches, so it's kind of weird to have that experience. Oh, someone's got three C-sections. Holy moly. I'm sorry. Does it bug your head? No. Wow, it's just so strange. It also, I think, is the prefrontal cortex trying to figure out how to get the central vessel and the microcosmic orbit with the governor vessel working. So cutting through that doesn't allow this movement. And then the four, which is four fingers below your navel, that also really gets interrupted. And then I'll bring in spleen six, it's just above the ankle. So all of that connection. So CV here, it's actually on the gum. CV4, four fingers below the navel, if you want to just be aware of it. And then down just above the ankle on the inner part of the leg, it's about the four fingers. That's spleen six. I'm actually agitating spleen six right now, and I never realized that it's got a pain that runs through it. It should be painful, but I don't think I've ever felt that before. And when I stimulate it, I can actually feel the uterus and the vaginal walls. Wow. So I'm doing the right one. I'm going to do the left one. Okay, that's even worse. All right, that's interesting. Okay, so I'm going to get it to both of them to repair. I can just see like a bunch of guys in there trying to clippity cloppity clippity cloppity with hammer and nails and trying to get it back to functioning again. All right, I'm going back to the right and then back to the left. And we're going to link it up to the ovaries and fallopian tubes. I want to get some estrogen, progesterone, testosterone balancing through pituitary and hypothalamus, but also linking it up to the thyroid. That's going to cover a lot of people, for weight issues, metabolism issues, but also hormonal imbalances. And then the creation of distortions in the uterus, like people get cysts around the ovaries, polycystic ovaries, too much bleeding because the uterine lining actually thins out. Or you can have a thicker lining, which can lead to other problems. So we're just going to run. I'm running separate formulas, so whichever one you fall under, they're all going to be a bit different. So not all of you will get the same thing. And then we also have the aging population, like myself, where our uteruses kind of they slump down, kind of Okay, so since the aging population came up, we'll also do, the thinning of the vaginal walls. So that needs a lot of rebuilding. Oh, that actually hurts a little bit or burns. Okay, so we're going to bring in first hydration, then blood circulation to from within, hydration again, and then an entire circulation. For those of you who have thinning walls, this one is specifically for you. Remember, if you tap a link in and it's not for you, it will not balance. Well, that was definitely for me. My gut just made a nice little gurgle there. So there's also this. From the CV1 through CV4 and traveling up to the point at the gum here. Sorry, I've gone quiet because obviously this link is certainly for me. It just feels like it's not moving. So we started this whole session. The basis is this alignment. So I can almost feel the central vessel trying to align, but also get some movement back in, get some life back in. Now, I do see the governor vessel contributing to this link, but the priority is your central vessel. For those of you who don't know, the central vessel runs down the front of the body, inserts through the middle of the perineum, comes up the crown, and then down the front. Governor vessel goes out the perineum, up the back, to the top of the head, into the crown, and down the center. So they circulate basically, you know, into these zones. I know you're not going to see a video of me, but those who are on, I'm showing you how they circulate. So we want that to go. It's giving me a bit of a headache again. It's like the energy that has been withheld through the diaphragm and circulation and the distortions in the midline, they're coming together and they're relocating the sutures. So the arachnoid plexus, dura mater, pia mater, and all the membranes in between are all just adjusting and moving. So I'm just going to hold that, especially for those of you who get headaches, those of you who get any head issues, dizziness. Woof, you might want to just hold your head and we'll allow this to really, woof, sorry, but it's really causing quite a bit of dizziness here. And we'll just let it adjust. So yes, it's also impacting the respiratory system. So we're just going to get the diaphragm online with the brain. There we go. Okay, we've got also, we haven't done this for a long time. One of my favorite sessions is the Fibonacci sequence to the face. Then we're going to do it to the torso. And then the whole body mind. This aligns the face. So, you know, when you have an eye lower and, you know, we're all, well, some people are very symmetrical, but we're bringing more symmetry into the face. So the cranial bones get to move. The muscular system gets to adjust, especially that aponeurosis over the head, you know, that big white stuff. So you just get all this to open up and then realign. Now, one of the difficulties is as we realign, the brain is going to move. So the brain will release some of the distortions between the two sides. That's the corpus callosum. But their relationship, you might even feel it. I just feel like the relationship between the frontal lobe, parietal lobes, temporal lobes, occipital lobes, they're really coming in. Now vision is coming in. So anyone with some distortions in vision. And it'll also impact auditory. It'll impact touch and, you know, the logic center. But also then you get the prefrontal cortex, you know, balancing out the left and right brain information, so linear logic with lateral logic of the right brain. And I feel the nose, even the division of the nose, getting those bones to move. So if you get nasal discharge, you'll know what the heck just happened. I'm stimulating Shinju points. You might not know what those are, but they're at the top of the cheekbone under the eye. You just lay your hands on, fingers on them, and you compress. I'm going to do some. Those of you who took Reiki with me will know exactly where to tap on the notches. Then I'm doing the hand notch, chest notch, and the underarm notch. Ooh, that feels good. All right. Are we straighter now? Do we have a better face? Okay, now I want a facelift. We're all doing facelifts. I want a facelift. Oh, thank you, everybody. That was just great. I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much.